Hi and welcome, episode 204 and the first one for 2022. So happy new year to everyone. Hope you're all embracing the new year. And new year comes with expectations sometimes, doesn't it? Because all of us will tend to have some form of new year resolution. I've spoken previously about new year's resolutions and how they can be problematic because research shows most of them fail and most people fail pretty quick with these resolutions. And then if we keep waiting for the new year to come around, then we're waiting a hell of a long time. And in that time, the thing we're trying to change has probably grown into something much bigger than it was when we first identified to change it. That's okay, because all I'll say is add in that if you have already failed on this year's New Year's resolutions, well, you can start again tomorrow. Because tomorrow is a new day. It doesn't have to be a new year. Or it might be Monday, because that's the start of a new week. Or depending on which part of the world, it might be Sunday. You can start then with a change. Or what we're talking about here with New Year's resolutions is you're trying to create a positive habit or positive change in your life, and I congratulate you on doing that. Interesting enough, a lot of New Year's resolutions relate around weight and people wanting to lose weight, and that's positive because there's a lot of problems with being overweight. Most people look at it from an appearance perspective, but that's the least of our worries. So many diseases, cardiovascular disease, cancers, diabetes, etc., 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 are related to being overweight. And when we've got a population that is now 60 to 70% being overweight, we've got a real problem. And that could be you. So what you're really trying to do is improve your health and be around in this world for longer, because it is a serious matter. We tend to gloss over it a little bit as well. It seems over the years we've become very politically correct about weight, and we don't talk about it as much because we don't want to shame people to lose weight. And of course, I'm not about that. But I really do want you to perform to your maximum. And that's why it's called the Human Performance Podcast. So it would be amiss of me not to say, if weight loss is one of your goals, and I'm sure it is to many of you, then well done. That's a great goal. But then let's take a step back and see, why do we fail? Why do most people fail with losing weight? It's over 90% of people that actually try to start a program to decrease weight, and they will decrease, but over 90% will put on back on the weight and more, because they haven't made lasting change. And this might be because you haven't gone about it the right way. And there is so much information out there, isn't there? And so much poor information, not based on research, but more based on what someone thinks or they've read in something that isn't really correct research. And so then we go with that, and we think we've got to do that. We've got to train really hard, and we've got to restrict our eating so much, or we've got to eat a certain way and eat a certain food, and it just doesn't fit in with our personality. Now, in my book, Self-Science, I actually talk about diet. And self-science is about a study of you by you. And look, this is not a plug for the book. Well, I suppose it is, because it will really help you. If you're going to read something to get you on track, Self-Science is a really good book for that. It's a simple read, and you can get that from my website at drcraigduncan.com.au. But when I talk about diet, or I talk about anything in self-science, I talk about your personality and what's right for you. And if we stick with the weight loss thing. It has to be something that works for your personality. Otherwise, you're going to fail. You are absolutely going to fail. If you're doing something really restrictive that feels really, really difficult for a long period of time, you will drop off and fail. Now, don't get me wrong. You do need to do the work. It just doesn't happen that you will lose the weight. What I want to give you is a couple of tips that I use in my life and what works for me. And this is just what works for me and works for my personality. I go long periods of the day without eating. I focus on a restricted time window of eating. Some people refer to this as intermittent fasting, and you might have read about that. It's become quite popular. I've had this philosophy for about 15 years now. So when I was in my late 30s, I started to think, oh, I've got to decrease weight. I felt that the weight was creeping on. I realized that I enjoyed food and I enjoyed eating. And I enjoyed eating big. So the idea of eating all these small meals a day was never going to work for me. So what I thought was I'd just go long periods of the day without eating. And so that has actually expanded into what I do now, where pretty much, and this is just me, I just eat once a day. So I have a very restricted time window of about 1 to 2 hours. And for the rest of the time, I don't eat. Now, not only is this good from a perspective of weight loss, it's an incredible mechanism to improve your longevity. It's been shown in that regard, and also your overall health. Now, it might sound crazy if you're thinking, oh, how could I do that? Well, you don't have to start with what I am doing now. What I've done in the past, and when I first started this, was I worked on just trying to go 14 to 16 hours without eating. And that was hard at the start, because I want to just tell you one thing. You might have heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And look, I'm speaking to people that are probably more around my age. You know, I'm in my 50s, but you know, if you're over 30, I'm not talking children and I'm not talking athletes here. I'm just talking people in general. And breakfast isn't needed. You are not going to die if you do not have breakfast. Make sure if you are on certain medications, like you're a diabetic, that you get medical advice, because I know with some of those medications you must eat. So I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to ones that are apparently healthy. You do not need to have breakfast. So if you look at about, 14 to 16 hours without eating, if you have your last meal at 6 p.m., then simply put, if you don't have your next meal to 10 a.m., you've got 16 hours of fast. And then you can have an 8-hour eating window where you might have a couple of meals, and then you keep on that cycle. That is a great place to start if weight loss is a goal for you and also overall health. I've just exercised over an hour. My last meal was finished around 4 p.m. yesterday. It's now 9:54. I've been able to do my exercise. I'm completely fine. I don't need to eat now. But that's after 15 years of doing this. It will take a little bit of willpower at the start, but I think it's a great place for you to start. The other one is, if weight loss is a goal for you, make sure that you have your sleep right. That should be a goal for all of us, to improve our sleep. And I've spoken about this so many times, because if you get your sleep right, everything else will start to work. Sleep's the foundation of all performance. And we'll be speaking about more of these things as the year goes on. And if you've got questions on anything, the question and answer sessions I want to do more regularly. But please send in your questions to me. You can do that probably best on Instagram, just write me a message at Dr. Craig Duncan, and you know, I can answer them, and I can answer them on the podcast. But anyway, I think if weight loss is a goal for you, it's a really, really important goal if you want to have a long, healthy life. Absolutely it is. We can't fake that. I can't be nice about anything, but when 70% of the population is overweight, we need to do something about it. And that might be you. So start thinking about just eating less by eating less through the day, by restricting how many hours you're eating. Because sometimes we're eating and we're not even mindful of what we're eating. And one last trick is to make sure that you don't mistake hunger for thirst. So be very well hydrated and start to drink more water, and that will help you. Anyway, as always, really in 2022, go and make the world a better place. That's what it needs. We need more kindness. Be kind to someone, and in turn, that person we know will probably do a kindness act as well, and you'll feel good about it. So let's just go out and have a wonderful day, and I'll speak again soon.